We're here to discuss an exciting event that's just around the corner, the annual Dearborn Restaurant Week from April 19th through the 28th. 25 diverse restaurants across Dearborn will open their doors to patrons eager to indulge in that culinary adventure. But joining us here on the JR Live line to talk more about the special event and other items is the mayor of Dearborn, Abdullah Hammoud. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and before we get into Restaurant Week, I have to ask you about that recent rally at the Henry Ford Centennial Library where some controversial chants were heard, death to America, those types of things. You made a statement condemning the inflammatory rhetoric. Talk about the importance of bringing unity and fostering unity and understanding within diverse communities like Dearborn.
You know, Dearborn is a beacon. It is a welcoming place with diverse communities, and we're very unique. You know, you can drive to Alter Road, which is our historic road that bears the nation's largest mosque, surrounded by three churches, and they all share a sidewalk and parking lots. And that's the message that we try to push out. Obviously, chants that arose were inflammatory, and we had to speak out against that. But I think what's important is to keep talking about what's unfolding in Gaza, to keep talking about the genocide that's unfolding, to keep talking about the humanitarian crisis, the famine, the starvation of millions of people, the tens of thousands of innocent lives that have been lost. And this idea that what we're advocating for is a pro-peace, pro-democracy, and anti-war movement, not only here in Michigan, but across this country. And hopefully find ourselves one day looking to the establishment of a just Palestinian state for the Palestinian people to end this conflict once and for all.
Okay, and Mayor, I can't tell you how important it was to hear you condemn those chants. But when you hear death to Israel and death to America, and the gentleman that was the organizer told the Free Press, well, that needs greater context. We didn't mean death to America. We meant death to oppression. Is death to America really that nuanced?
No, I mean, it's not nuanced, right? I'm here's what I'll say. I'm not here to speak on behalf of the organizer or the person that started the chant or anything like that. What I would tell you, the camp that I'm from is always sure. Be clear with your verbiage and the words that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you mean. If you want to end oppression, if you want to end apartheid occupation, say that. If you want to end the war machine that's continuous, speak to that. We live in a day and age now where you're not granted the liberty of asking others to interpret what they might believe you ultimately meant with the words that you used. We shouldn't leave room for that to happen.
Exactly.
It's extremely important to ensure every word you use is not left to be interpreted by others. That's the camp that I believe in. I think this was a learning moment for the organizers. And I certainly hope and would advocate that it does not cast a negative light on those who attended the rally. You obviously had a person who came mm-hmm. from the outside, started that chant, not even from Dearborn. And I think he had his own interview talking to what he meant and such, and I'll leave it for him to defend. But ultimately, always speak exactly what you mean and don't leave room for interpretation.
Yeah, I mean, I say that all the time. Words matter. And so we appreciate you answering those questions about some topics at the top of many people's minds there. But you did come on here to talk about Restaurant Week. This is quite a pivot. But talk about Restaurant Week in Dearborn and the restaurants participating.
You know, we have Dearborn is obviously the culinary capital of the state of Michigan and the coffee capital. So look out for a coffee week probably coming up sometime.
Oh, you're starting a
That's
civil war
very
now.
Very important.
I don't know what city you're going to bring to go toe to toe with the city of Dearborn, but we're prepared.
Okay.
You know, we have over 25 restaurants, and the beauty of Restaurant Week is you get to try a restaurant, and you get to try a fixed menu at a fixed price. You walk in, you know what you're going to pay for. They give you an extra special. They throw in a few extra items for that price. And you get to experience everything here in the city of Dearborn. We're obviously known for the Middle Eastern cuisine, but we're also, I would say, we're probably the burger champions of the state, the wing champions of the state. You know, I might be competing on pizza, but I would tell you that there are some pizza operations here in the city of Dearborn that can go toe-to-toe with the best of them. And it's honestly, it's a great time. It's a great atmosphere. You know, we have many new restaurants on the scene that are excited to talk about what they have to offer. One I'll highlight is Turkish Village. Turkish Village is a new restaurant that opened up at downtown West Dearborn. And they have, I think, about a dozen chefs from Turkey who are actually cooking up all the cuisine right live before you. And so it's a beautiful scene, just opened up last month. And so super excited to participate. But yeah, there's so much to eat and you have 1 week to do it all. So I think over 25 restaurants, 7 days. I don't know how you fit that in, Lloyd, but maybe it's a day as you wake your way through. So.
And when you come and when you come to Restaurant Week, when you're involved, I mean, like you said, there are new restaurants. You discover the new restaurants, but you can rediscover some old favorites too.
Absolutely. I mean, the menus are always so large, which is phenomenal. And so every time you go, it's a wholly new experience and you add some new favorites to the list. I mean, I'm born and raised in the city of Dearborn. Until this day, I'm still blown away sometimes at restaurants I've been going to for decades who have a new menu item or a new special at the culinary experience that you get to have.
Well, I got to tell you, when back when my tennis team used to play down at Fairlane, and we always went to Miller's, and we were on the verge of losing Miller's, one of the great burgers anywhere in America, and thank goodness that was saved by a businessman that came in and took it over.
Yeah, it's a local guy, I think, from the Mallet family who took over Miller's, and he's trying to bring it back, you know, to its greatness. And just to your point, I'm going to use your words, guy. You know, we have one of the best burgers in America right here in the city of Dearborn. So, like we said, if any other city wants to challenge the city of Dearborn's culinary capital status, we're happy to take you to a cook-off and show you what Dearborn's about.
You got three willing judges right here.
Absolutely.
Or you could deliver coffee to us in the morning.
We'll referee that for you.
And, well, if you guys would like, why not come out for Restaurant Week? I'll take you out to one of our best. Maybe we can do the show on the road.
And Mr. Mayor, speaking of Fairlane, I got to always ask you what the latest with Fairlane. I know you've had meetings, and the last time we spoke, there were some things being tossed around. Anything definite yet on the Fairlane land?
Nothing definite on Fairlane at this moment of time. There's a lot happening around Fairlane. So for those familiar with Fairlane, you obviously have the inner ring, which is Fairlane Mall, and then the outer ring where you kind of had the restaurants and some of the office buildings. We've had some new tenants coming into those office buildings, which has been phenomenal. Excited to see many large employers move in. The old TGI Fridays is actually being converted into a large food truck park. With indoor dining options as well as outdoor dining options. Excited for that development that's currently underway. And I think you're going to hear some news happening about some additional buildings over the next few months.
All right, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Abdullah Hamoud, Mayor of Dearborn. Always a pleasure having you on, sir.
Thank you all so much for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up, we'll be speaking with Lee Simon, physical therapist at Team Rehabilitation. It is Fitness Focus. That's at 8:49.
And we've got Annie tickets for you just ahead on JR Morning.